We begin the Slichas on the first night of Slichas with the following words. Eich niftach pelefanecha, how will we open up our mouth in front of you, Hashem? And we continue and we say, Dovaknu betoyevois uvemasim zenuchim. We have attached ourselves to disgusting things and horrible actions. We've become dirtied with sin. And I heard this past Shabbos from Rav Schlesinger Shlita on his final Pirkei Avos shir of this year. According to many customs, the fifth and sixth parakim of Pirkei Avos were learned this past Shabbos. And he set out a marshal of how we find ourselves as we approach Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin, and he said a marshal of a person whose profession was to be a chimney sweeper. And we know a chimney sweeper, which was a profession in the olden days, the person got very dirtied from that profession. And there was once a chimney sweeper, a religious Jewish chimney sweeper, and the Poritz, the rich baron of the city, decided that instead of having ten part-time chimney sweepers, he's going to give all his estates, he's going to give over into the hands of one chimney sweeper, this Jew, and he'll be busy from morning to night, and he'll take care of all his properties. And so it was. And he made a very nice living, but he was dirty from day to night. It came the time where he wanted to marry off his daughter. Who's going to marry a dirty chimney sweeper? So he went to a shatran and he said, listen, I have a very good daughter. Go to a city. In those days, the communications between one city and another were not so great. Go to that other city and find a very good girl. Find a very good boy for my daughter, and I'll promise to support him. And you'll set a date for the chasna. And a few days before the chasna, I'll take vacation. Every worker is entitled to vacation. So he'll tell the parents that he's going on vacation and he'll clean himself up properly and then he'll be ready for the chasna. And so it was. They set a date and the shatran was able to get a very good boy for this girl. And a few days before the wedding, the chimney sweeper told the parents, you know, I haven't had a vacation for a long time. I'm going to go on vacation. Now, we know when you have a plumber, an electrician, he goes on vacation, he always leaves an emergency number. So he made up with the Poritz some system where if there's an emergency, he should contact them. And sure enough, on the day of the wedding, there was an emergency, a major emergency, and the Poritz contacted the Yid and said, I have a major problem, and you have to come and fix it. So you don't say no to the Poritz. He could fire you, and that would be the end of his parnasa. B, he could put you in prison. Poritz, you didn't say no to. So he had no choice. On the day of his daughter's wedding, he had to go and clean this chimney, and it was a tremendous job. There was a big blockage. And it took him a whole day, and he had to run to the chasna, and he came to the chasna, and he looked like a chimney sweeper. And the mechutin, this is the first time that the mechutin from the other city was meeting his mechutin. And how does he come to the chasna? He comes as a dirty chimney sweeper. That's the mashal, that what we say at the beginning of Slichas, Eich niftach pel fanecha. How we're coming in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we have an appointment to come Rosh Hashanah for a Yom Din. We're coming in front of the judge. He's going to decide what is going to happen to us for the next year. And we want to come clean, but unfortunately, Dovaknu b'tayevois v'masim znuchim. We're dirtied with sin. We weren't able to wash ourselves clean from the averis. And we come in front of Hashem. And Hashem has the same feeling as that mechutin. Oy vey, look what I got myself into. Look who my mechutin is, who's coming to the chasna. Look at Klal Yisrael, how dirty they are, and they're coming to ask me for a shana toiva. So everyone knows the seriousness of the situation. In Litta, they used to say that the fish in the river used to tzitter. They when Elul was proclaimed, Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Shabbos Mevorchus, Rosh Chodesh Elul, they were great tzaddikim. When they heard the word Elul, they fainted. Elul is coming. There's a story of Rabbi Elul Lapian, where he was asked to speak in front of a gathering of great Rabbonim, and he says, Rabboisai, half of Tammuz is over. It was a meeting in the middle of Chodesh Tammuz. He said, after Tammuz comes Av, and after Av is Elul. And he sat down. That was his whole speech. We're at 2.5 months before Rosh Hashanah. He was petrified. Elul is coming. Unfortunately, we in America, many of us, or most of us, don't have that trepidation of the Yom HaDin. Maybe we have it intellectually, but it hasn't affected us emotionally, that our whole next year, what could happen to us in the year to come, is being judged on this coming Rosh Hashanah. So the Meforshim try to help a person. What can a person do that he should merit to have a Shana Tov? He comes to Hashem filthy, a chimney sweeper, dirtied with sins, but maybe there's something that he could do to save himself from the Yom HaDin. So Rav Schlesinger spoke about a subject, and it was interesting that at the same time I was looking at Rav Chaim Shmulevich Zatzal, and in his Sefer he spoke about the exact same topic. So apparently this is the topic we need to speak about. And Rav Schlesinger based it on a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that was the Shir Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says there are four different categories, bedeyas, in the way a person approaches things that could make him upset. And the one he focused on was the best, where he's called a chosid, and that is kosher lichois v'noyach l'ratzois. You have some people who get angry quickly, and it's very slow to not be angry. There's other people who are hard to get angry, but slow to, once they get angry, they're slow to lose it. You have people who are quick to anger, but quick to be appeased. But the chosid is kasha lechois. It's very hard to get the person angry. And even if you did something wrong to him and you made him perhaps upset, v'noyach l'ratzos, you can very easily appease him. Such a person is called a chosid. It says in Pirkei Avos. So Rav Schlesinger pointed out, it doesn't say he's a chosid shell. In our generation, whenever we speak about a chassid, it's a chassid of. He's a satmer chassid, he's a babaver chassid, a belzer chassid, he's a chassid of something. Here, there's no of. You're called a chassid. And what is this based on, this title of a chassid? So the Vilner Gaon, the Bir Agra, in his Pirush on Pirkei Avos, tells us that this comes from a pasuk in Yoel and a pasuk in Micha. And the pasuk in Micha is very interesting because on Shabbos Shuva, the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and also on Yom Kippur at Mincha, after we lay in the Haftarah Sefer Yonah, we also go to these psukim and this specific pasuk in Micha. And both of these psukim from Yoel and Micha speak about chesed. The word chesed, as the Vilna Gaon understands it, is chesed, to do kindness. In Yoel, Perek Beis, it says that Hashem is erech apayim, he's slow to anger, v'rav chesed, and he does a lot of kindness. In Micha, Perek Zayin, Pasuk, Yud Ches, the Pasuk says, let's read the whole Pasuk, and we're going to come to various points in this Pasuk, in this shir. Mikael Kamaicha, who is Hashem like you? Noise Avoin, you bear sin, Voiver al Pesha, and you will soon see how the Gemara explains this, Voiver al Pesha, you go away from sin. L'she'eris nachlosay, to the leftover of his inheritance, the Klal Yisrael, loy hechzik lo'ad apoy. This is the part of the pasuk that the Vilna Gaon brings. Loy hechzik lo'ad apoy. Even when he gets angry, Hashem, he doesn't keep it forever. Loy hechzik lo'ad, forever, apoy his anger, ki chafetz chesedu. Because he wants chesed. So the Vilna Gaon says, erech apayim v'rav chesed. That's the part where he is kasha lichos. The Rabbeinu Shalom himself is very hard to get angry. He's erech apayim. He's slow to anger. Chesed, from the word, that's chesed. And we'll soon see from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that Hashem himself calls himself a chesed. Because he does chesed. He does kindness. He doesn't get angry quickly. And then the pasuk in Micha says, loy hechzik lo adapoy. His anger, even if he does get angry, but he's easy to appease. He doesn't keep his anger forever. Why? Again, ki chafetz chesedu. Because he desires chesed. There it says rav chesed in Yoel, and in Micha it says chafetz chesedu. So the Vilna Gaon says that's the source of this mission in Pirkei Avos. Kasha lichos v'noich l'ratzos. Slow to anger and quick to be appeased. And the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, the Vilna Gaon brings paragimel, chassid ani. Hashem says on himself, I'm a chassid. Why? Loy apel ponai bochem. I'm not going to show my face against you in anger. That's kasha lichos. Slow to anger. Veloy otter lo'olam. And I won't take any revenge forever. Again, noyach l'ratzos. It's easy for me to be appeased. So a person who does this is following in the ways of Hashem, and he is called a chassid. Now this is the midah which we know, and this is what Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says. If a person wants to be zoiche on the Yom HaDin, one of the things that he could do is to be a mavir al midosav. Somebody did something bad to you, so the normal reaction is you're going to get back at that person. You're going to get upset at that person. A person shouted against you, you're going to shout back at that person. That's the normal reaction. A maver al midosav is that you don't react. You don't bear a grudge against the person. You forgive the person. You even will see a highest level is, even though that person did bad to you, and they should come to ask you mechila, you go and ask them mechila. Even though they're the ones who did something bad to you. But you don't stand on your covet, and this is a very high level, but something we have to strive to. You are the one who goes to them and says, let's make up, even though it's their fault. It's 100% their fault. So there's a sefer called Reishis Chachma, the beginning of wisdom, and it's it's a sefer that, I had a Rebbe, Reb David Kronglass at Sal, he used to learn it with the Bachur, and then they told him they can't take it. He has a whole discussion here on Gehenim, what Gehenim is. It's frightening. So a lot of parts of this sefer are very frightening. But this part that we're going to learn today is not so frightening. He tells us there are 10 things that a person gains if he's able to do, he's slow to anger and easy to be appeased. He gets 10 advantages. What are they? Number one, he's marach yamim bo'olam hazeh. The person lives longer in this world. And he brings a Gemara in Masechta Megillah. Rav Akiva asked Rav Nechunya HaGadol, Bameh harachta yamim, what caused you to have longevity, that you lived a long life? He told him a few things, and amongst those things he said, Lo yamadati al midosai. I didn't stand on my midas, on principle. You wronged me, and therefore I don't forgive you, and therefore I'll take revenge against you, I won't be in peace with you. No, you were wrong, but yet I'm not going to stand on fighting you back, mida keneged mida. And that's one thing. The second thing is, kol amavir al midosav, whoever passes by on his midos, we'll soon see what this means, mavirin mimenu kol pshov, we take away all his sins. How do you know it? From this pasuk in Micha that we spoke out before. Because the pasuk says, who's like you, Hashem? Noisei oven, you carry a sin, va'oiver al pesha, So the Gemara explains, Lemi Naisei Oven. To whom does Hashem carry the sin? Lemi Sha'iver Al Pesha. If the person is Oiver Al Pesha, what does it mean he's Oiver Al Pesha? It means if he's a Mavir Al Midais of means, Rashi explains, She'ein I Medakdek Limdait Mida Keneged Mida Lemitzarim Oisai. He doesn't go stand on principle. Tit for tat. What you did to me, I'm going to do back to you. Umaniach medaisav ahoylechloi. And he leaves his, really, I should go back tit for tat. What you did to me, I should do back to you. I'm going to leave it. Just like we find an expression, Rashi explains, the word mavir is like ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. If a mitzvah comes to your hand, you don't leave it. Or ein mavirin ala oichlin. If you see a piece of food on the floor, you don't just leave it there. You're not supposed to leave food on the floor. Bread, other food, you pick it up. So here, that's ein mavirin. Here is mavirin al midaisav. You leave it. You don't deal mida kenegamida. You hit me, I'm going to go back to you. You leave it. So since you. The Rashi says, since you acted that way, ein midas hadin medakdechas achrayin el manichin v'holachas. If that's the way you acted to your fellow friend, then when Hashem is going to judge you, he says, leave him alone. So it's it. Reb Chaim Shmulevitch learns, normally we think it means if you're mavir al midas, mavirin lo al kol pshav means we wipe the slate clean. It's as if you didn't do any averis. No. Rav Chaim Shmulevitch says, you did a virus, but Hashem's not going to chepper you. He's not going to bother you. You didn't chepper that guy when he did something wrong to you. Hashem says, if that's the way you are, now Hashem says, mida keneged mida, measure for measure, I'm not going to stick on principle with you. If you let it go, I'm going to let you go. Not that I'm erasing it clean, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitch, but I'm not going to look at it. He brings a Gemara where the Gemara says, we know if you have a nega in a house, so if the Kohen comes in and he sees the nega in the house, we have a thing, tsaras, which was a supernatural thing. It wasn't a normal thing. A house could have a discoloration on it. Like a person would get leprosy on their, a tsaras on their hand, you can have it on the house. So the Kohen comes in, he has to see it, and if he says, yes, it's Tameh, he calls out the word Tameh, the house becomes Tameh, you have to do all the things in order to correct that house from having tsaras on it. But if the Kohen does not say Tameh, it doesn't become Tameh, even though it's there. So the Gemara says that a house that's dark, you don't open the windows to see the nega. So it comes out that the fact that it's dark saves the house. The Kohen can't see. It's dark. There's no electricity. You're not obligated to open the lights to make the Kohen see it. If the Kohen can't see it, so he says, I'm sorry, I can't see it. So even though the nega is there in the walls of the house, but the Kohen couldn't see it, so the house stays tar. It doesn't become tsaras. It doesn't become tameh. So the same thing Chazal say, lo oilom have a kibel v'kiyim, which means always a person should be an anav, and if you're an anav, you'll last longer than if you're not an anav. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitch says, that's what it means. You have a virus, but Hashem doesn't see it. And as long as Hashem looks away, not that you wipe the slate clean, there are no averis. There are averis, but I don't see it. You didn't see when that person did something bad to you. I'm not going to look at you and look at your averis, what you did bad. So explains Reb Chaim Shmulevitch. The next one, the third mida, nitzal mimisa mishuna. He brings a story here where a person, two nisim happened to this person with animals. He could have died a horrible death, and he was saved. This is the third advantage of your mavir al midaisav. So Rab Abba went to that person, and he said, I have to see this person who Rab Abba apparently witnessed that two special nisim happened to this person. He says to him, like, how were you zocha to have a double nest that you didn't get killed? So he says, you know what? He said, you know what I did all my life? I never let somebody bother me my whole life. If somebody did something wrong, I went and made up with him. I was mochel him. And if I wasn't able to make up with him, I didn't go to sleep until I said before I went to sleep that I mochel him. And that's why they're part of the hamapel, which we say before Kriya Shema, is that I mochel any person who did anything wrong to me before you go to sleep. So Rabbi Schlesinger said, it's very easy before you go to sleep, because then you conk out and you're sleeping. But then it's easy, machal. The problem is in the morning, when you get up, and you start thinking about 25 different reasons why you shouldn't be machalim. To keep the mechila that you gave right before you fell asleep, that's the trick. But this person, he said, I didn't think about what anybody did to me. And I, from that day on, I all went out of my way to do good to the other person who had wronged me. So when Rabbi Abba heard that, he says, you were even greater than Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was Moichel, but who was he Moichel? His brothers. But you, they did wrong to him. He didn't hold it against them. But you, you're doing this to strangers who did things bad to you. So you're even greater than Yosef. So in fact, it's worthy from Hashem that Hashem made double two nisim to save your life. And he says, what, by Rav. Rav was a Tana. And there were 10 midos that Rav did special. Midah de Chasidus. And one of them is that anyone who bothered Rav, Rav would go over to him and make up with him. A normal person would say, okay, if he comes to me, I'll be machal him. But I should go to him. So the Rabbeinu Yoina says, no, you should go to him. Because why don't you want to go to him? Because you have gaiva. And Hashem, toyevas Hashem, kol gaval leiv. Anyone who has haughtiness is a disgusting in the eyes of Hashem. You go to him. So this is the third. So we already had the person has long life, longevity. He Hashem doesn't look at his averis that he did. And on this, by the way, he said over, the Chafetz Chaim says, even if a person did averis, bemezid. But if you looked away from your friend, mida keneged mida, Hashem won't look, even if you did averis, bemezid. And the Michtav Melio gives a little deeper understanding. The Michtav Melio says, when somebody comes over to you and lets out an emotional tirade, sometimes you do something to a person, and the person gets so upset. So you say to yourself, let me put myself in that person's shoes. Why is that person snapping at me? Oh, I heard he lost his job. He's having a marriage problem. He's having trouble with children. He has no parnas. In other words, he snapped because he's going through stress, terrible stress. So if you put yourself into the position of the other person to understand, I just said this, I did this, I would never think that he would go crazy like this. Oh, it must be because he's going through a lot of emotional stress. He wouldn't normally do it. So if you analyze what your friend did in such a way, then Hashem will do the same thing to you. Yes, the person did an Avera. But you know why the person did an Avera? Because of this reason, that reason. He has a very strong Yetzer Ra. He was under pressure, under stress. If you try to Dan Likav Schus your friend, then Hashem will do the same thing to you. The fourth mile, and now here's a strange thing, that in the Reishis Chachma, number four and number five, I don't see number five. He goes to number four, then he goes number six. So the number four is a long one, but he doesn't say number five anywhere. I think I found what he meant by number five, even though it would seem in the Sefer, he doesn't clearly say what it is. But let's go with number four. Number four is that we're koreya the gzar din of the person, and we give him extra life. The Gemara says that even a person who was a goses, he was on his deathbed, he was almost dying. So the Gemara says a story that the Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua was very sick. So Rav Papa went up to be Mevaker Chola. And when he came in and he saw the situation that Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Yeshua was in, he said to the people around him, go get provisions for him. What does it mean, go get provisions? Rashi explains, prepare his tachrichim. He's finished. He's leaving this world. And then, so he left Rapapa, and the next day he sees Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Yeshua, he's walking, he's fine. A ness happened, that from being a geisus, he came back. And Rav Papa, it says, was embarrassed to see him. Imagine, you go to somebody in Mevakar Chayla and you give a good news, they should prepare the tachrichim, call up the Chevra Kadisha. And then the next day, you see him bouncing around on the street, everything's fine. So he was embarrassed to see him. So finally, he asked him, you know, when you were a geisus, like a person sees what's going on in Shemayim, what did you see? So he says, I saw that I was chayv misa, that Hashem had... But then they looked around if there's any schus, and they found that I was a mavir al midoisai, that I didn't bear a grudge, I didn't get back at people who wronged me. And Hashem says, if he did this, then we're going to overlook. Really, he's supposed to die now. He's a geisus. But naisei avin v'ayver al pesha. L'min naisei avin, to who does Hashem bear any aver that the person could have done? L'misha ayver al pesha, to a person who doesn't stand on ceremony. He doesn't stick to exactly what the din should be against the other person. He lets go. So Hashem said, I'll let go also. But when is that? Here's the catch. Now, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says this, and it would seem from the Gemara that this is correct. You could learn different, but Rav Chaim learns this way. What does he say? Because if you remember the Pasuk, and I think Rav Chaim Shmulevitz doesn't say this, but I think the Pasuk bears out what Rav Chaim is going to say right now. Mikael Kamoicha, who is like you, Hashem? Naisei Oven V'Ivar Al Pesha. I bear the sins of a person when the person is Ivar Al Pesha. He's a Mavir Al Midoisav. But there's one catch. L'She'eris Nachlosai, to the remnant of his people, explains the Gemara. What does it mean? Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Alya V'Kaitz. There's a fat tail here with a thorn in the tail. Because it says l'she'eris nachlosai, the leftover, v'loy l'kol nachlosai, not to all of the Jewish people. When does Hashem not look at your averis? L'mi she'meisim atzma kishirayim. If you make yourself like leftover, if you make yourself like you're an anav, yes, he's nicely oven. He won't look at your sin, even though you have sins. But there's a catch. The catch is, there's a tail. The tail is, the good news is, Hashem's ready to not look at your averes. But the thorn in the tail is that you have to be an anav. That's the only time that Hashem will do it. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says that we have to work on becoming shirayim. We're no big people. We're she'eris. We're leftovers. If we are able to be an anav and be a mavir al midoisav, then, so Reb Chaim says, if you are mavir al midoisav for other reasons, let's say a person says, you know why I'll be mavir al midoisav? I want to get a good psak on Rosh Hashanah. Not because I'm an anav, not because I really would want to get back at that person. I'm a Balgaiva. I really want to get back. But yeah, I want to have a good year. According to Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, it won't work. So you have to, there's a thorn in the good tail. The fat tail has a thorn in it.
Why won't it work?
That's because we learn it from the Pasuk. Rav Chaim doesn't bring this, but it's in the Pasuk. The Gemara has one thing after the other. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says he believes the two Gemaras are connected together. The first Gemara is, who is Hashem Naisei Oven? If the person is Oivar Al Pesha, if you are ready to forgive other people, Hashem will forgive you. Right? But the next Gemara is, you know when Hashem carries your sin? If l'she'eris nachlosai. So what I'm suggesting is that those are the words of the pasuk. I mean, I think Reb Chaim means that he just doesn't spell it out. But if you look at the flow of the pasuk, it all goes together. Hashem is nicely oven. When? A, over al pesha. You have to be able to forgive the other person. But B, when does it work when you overlook another person? If, l'she'eris nachlosai. Yeah, those are the next words of the pasuk. If you are like an anav, you're doing it only because you're an anav, then Hashem will forgive you. That's number four. But it's such a power that even the person's a goses. He was ready to die and leave this world, and yet he was able to bounce back because he was a mavral midaisa. Now, number five, we said, is not written clearly, but I believe it is. There's he says over here, a Maisa Pelt Nifla. There's an unbelievable story. What's the story? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak had workers. They were digging in the ground. And suddenly, as they're digging in the ground, from the ground, a man jumps out of the ground. Hello, here I am. So they were petrified. They ran to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak apparently wasn't petrified. He asked the person, who are you? All the person was just saying, maybe Tchiyas HaMeisim happened. Maybe Tchiyas HaMeisim happened. He said, who are you? He said, I'm a mace. Shema Yigiyas Man Tchiyas HaMeisim. So he said, what are you doing in this mound of earth? He said, what do you mean what I'm doing in this mound? I told you, I'm a mace. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, wait a second, a mace is nirkav. His bones rot. You look like a healthy specimen of a person. So he said, if you apparently, the mace said to him, your Rebbe must not have taught you Mishlei. Because the Mishlei, Shloima Amel said, V'rokav atzomis kina, that what causes the bones to rot in a person if you're jealous? But me yomai le'amadati al midoisai. I never was oimer al midas. I was always mavra al midoisai. I was never jealous of anybody, and I never spoke in shul. I never talked during davening, or even in the Beis Medrash during learning. And I only, my whole life was with Torah. So the pasuk says, "Shemei Ali Yishkan Betach." The Vilna Goin, when they were building in Vilna in Lithuania, and they came they moved the body of the Vilna Goin, they found it was intact. It was whole. So this I think is the fifth mile of a person who's Marva Midaisav, that he will not, that he, his body will stay Shalem. And the Gemara says over there that, he started praising Hashem, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and he said, if this is what you Hashem do to a person who just kept his mouth shut, he didn't get back at people who did bad to him. So certainly a person who not only that, but learns Torah all day and brings up his children to learning, and he's humble. So certainly Hashem will give him reward, kafel u'mechupel. But anyway, number five, I believe what the Reishis Chacham is saying is that the person's body will remain shalom after his death. Number six, Hashem will listen to his davening, and he brings a story.
Why did he wake up?
Well, I guess the excavation. He didn't. I don't know. It doesn't say. He asked. Maybe it's Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Gemara doesn't give an answer of why of what
so
he.
So we have to learn just that his body was shalom.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that the fifth mila is, it would seem, even though the Reish Lakish doesn't spell it out clearly, is that his body doesn't rot. Number six.
I thought it's a
nice cover to that. No, it doesn't say it's. I don't know. It says it's only if the Vilna Goin's body didn't rot either. Great. No. Okay, number six. Number six. A person who's Marvam Midosev, his tefillah will be listened to. And the Gemara has a story between Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Akiva. There was a drought. So Rabbi Eliezer went down to Davin. He said 24 different renonos to Hashem. V'loy nene. It was not answered. Yored Rabbi Akiva. And he said, Avinu Malkeinu, we need rain. Right away was answered. A bus call came out. and said, not because Rabbi Akiva is bigger than Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Akiva was a maver al midosav, and Rabbi Eliezer was not maver al midosav. So we don't have time now, but Rabbi Chaim Shmulevich says, so why, if Rabbi Akiva was maver al midosav and Rabbi Eliezer wasn't, so that itself makes Rabbi Akiva greater than Rabbi Eliezer. Why does the Bas Kol say that Rabbi Eliezer was not, Rabbi Akiva was not greater than Rabbi Eliezer? We'll leave that mitzvah, we'll continue next week. But the sixth one is that your tefillah will be answered. So I think part of this is that when you get a bracha from such a person, it's going to be mekuyim. We mentioned a few months ago when we had Birchas Hachama, Rab Chaim, the story with Rab Chaim Kenievsky Shlita, Hagoyin Rab Chaim Kenievsky, that someone didn't have children, and Rab Chaim Kenievsky said, go find someone who gets embarrassed in public and doesn't answer back, Shoyimim Cherposim Ve'ena Meshivim, if that person gives you a bracha, it'll be Niskayim. And the woman was at a chasen, and somebody came in and started embarrassing another woman, Mevayishur Barabim, and she ran over to that person and said, don't answer, because if you don't answer and you give a bracha, it's going to work. She didn't answer. She gave a bracha, you should have children, and 9 months later, this lady, after 20 years of not having children, she had a child. So I think that that's part of this number six, that your tefillah is going to be answered. So if you give a bracha to somebody, so Hashem is going to listen to your tefillah, as Hashem listened to the tefillah of Rabbi Akiva. The seventh milah is that the world is niskayim through that person. So by the way, I was in shul the other day, and somebody got up after shul, and he started making an appeal, and the gabbai said, who gave you permission to give him it? And he started shouting at this person, and he was embarrassed in front of the whole shul, and the person didn't answer back. He said, I want to ask mechila. I didn't know that you have to ask permission. And he went out of the shul. I think he got more money because he was embarrassed. Everybody felt bad than if he would have made the appeal. But when he went out, I ran after him, and I said, it says that if a person gets embarrassed and doesn't answer back, if he gives a bracha, he'll be niskayim. I asked him for a personal matter. He should give me a bracha, and he gave me a bracha. Mitzvah, it should be mekuyim. The seventh milah is that the world state is mekuyim because of the person. We say these words in davening on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Toila eretz al belima. So Rabbi Avua says it means to somebody who makes himself as if he is nothing. A person who's boilem means soiger es piv. He closes his mouth. You know what the world is lying on? Toila eretz al belima. If you shut your mouth, you close it, when normally your tendency would have been, I'm going to answer that person who just shouted at me in public and embarrassed me, and I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be a maver al midosav. I'm going to let it go and not respond. The world rests on that person. The eighth milah is that the person is zoicha to Torah. The ninth milah is that he's zoicha to Gilui Eliyahu. And for all of these things, the Reishis Chachma brings stories from the Gemara to show that this happened, that a person was zoche to see Eliyahu HaNavi. And the final, the tenth one is that the Shechina is Shoira with Anavim, with humble people. And Shvolim, says the Reishis Chachma, that the Shechina is Shoira. So therefore, the next time a person is in a situation where he gets embarrassed, somebody hurt them, and the normal tendency would be to respond, the person should remember, if I don't respond, look at the 10 things that I could be zoicha to, and certainly Rav Chaim Shmulevich and Reish Chachma, everyone, Rav Schlesinger said that if a person wants to do something on the Yom HaDin, so this is the thing that he should do. The other thing that Rav Chaim Shmulevich speaks about, which we'll have to continue next week, part two of what you could do to be zoich on the Yom HaDin, is if you are merachem on other people, Hashem is merachem on you. Kol ha-merachem al ha-briyos, Hashem merachem olav. And we'll speak more about this, Amir Chem, in the next shir.